I can't hear it. I can't hear it if I play a regular song. Why is all of a sudden everything not working that worked last time?
We unplugged everything and took it somewhere, and now we're back. And
no, we had the same problem before we left the house.
Are you sure?
Yes. No, it was a different problem. All of a sudden, the sound is real low.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't tell. You're telling me to get close to the mic. I can't tell. I don't even know.
Well, I don't know how to help you.
Why is all of a sudden everything's wrong? How are we the smartest things on the planet? How do you really think computers aren't going to fucking kill us? You ever take a dump and you look in the toilet bowl and like, we're the smartest thing on the planet? You know what I mean?
That's your reference? That's your reference to the genius that's us?
I'm just saying, computers are made of ones and zeros. Throw a fucking two in there.
Hey, all you assholes, come and listen to us. It's the Keith and the Girl Show.
And I guess that's the... We just played it.
We couldn't hear it.
Couldn't even hear it.
All right, maybe we can do something to it later.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so...
So we ended up going to the Letterman Theater yesterday, and we thought that...
Who was Jane Fonda.
There? Jane Fonda was going to be there, and it was Farrah Fawcett. I guess I was looking at the website, and Jane Fonda was on the show. So I guess tonight Bruce Willis and Greg Giraldo are on the show.
Right. Well, I think what happened is this week they're recording two shows a day instead of just one. And the one that we were going to be, the one that we were recording is going to be on at the end of the month. And the one that was recording before us, or maybe they recorded it already.
And they were saying something about the NCAA tournament. So maybe for some reason they had to.
What?
Back up shows or something? I don't really understand.
Oh, maybe.
But maybe that's why on Easter.
Maybe it'll be in the way or something.
We met people in line that got their tickets in Times Square. Like, now they have to make sure they fill up two shows.
Oh, now they're being more aggressive about getting the tickets when normal you have to wait like 2 months or something.
So you might think, like, who's Farrah Fawcett as a guest? Oh, my God.
I didn't know. She was such
a
douchebag.
It's infamous, the first time
I don't know how I never know about these
Letterman
things.
And you heard it on the news, and it was all over the place. And she's like she's on drugs and zoning out into space and staring at the backdrop that he has behind him
during the interview,
and thinking it's real and like stupid. And she came on today or yesterday, did not fail to disappoint.
She went, so he goes like this. He'll ask her a question like, so what do you get from that? Do you get 50-50, 60-40? And her response is, right?
And then somebody will laugh. And then
that's her response.
So she's doing Chasing Farrah, a reality show on what, A&E?
No.
What?
I think he kept mentioning it, but I can't remember.
It's not Bravo. It's somebody that acts like they're better. You know what I mean? TV Land.
TV Land.
TV
yes.
Land.
Yes.
And I guess they can because they play old Charlie Angel stuff.
Oh,
right?
That makes sense.
A little in. The way like Court TV is allowed to show any movie that has a lawyer in it.
You know, I don't think I
the
ever
way
heard.
The Yankees channel is allowed to show any movie that has a sports theme, kind of.
I don't, that's VH1 has Movies That Rock.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with music.
Right.
They either rock like as in, yeah, that rocks, or they rock because they have music in it, but whichever one, they get away with it. I never heard Farrah Fawcett talk. I always thought she had like a deep, sexy voice, but
no,
she right away I'm like, she's just making that up, right? She just started like, hey, so insane. When is our show on? Like the 20-something.
April
you got to catch it.
April 25th. Oh, right there.
So
I don't know
insane.
If Leno's ahead in the ratings. Ratings? I don't know how to say it, but
the ratings.
Letterman will be.
For Farrah Fawcett.
This is his Hugh Grant. Oh, my God. It's so good. It is so good. She's so dumb. And I told you how I got kicked out of the Letterman Theater last show for, you know, being too loud and just being a dick. During total breaks, you're going to hear my high-pitched laugh, and it wasn't deliberate. We'll even record it. I bet you'll hear it.
You think so?
Yeah, we'll record it and play it.
Because everything is silent, and it's really awkward. Whoa. Everything is silent, and it's really awkward, and then Keith will just go, ah-ha-ha-ha! And not because he's doing it on purpose, just because, like, it's so awkward.
Or just one. Then I have that laugh where it's, like, one syllable.
Because you find it hilarious when people are weird.
such an idiot. And then she'll go like, well, I always had, you know, people are following me around anyway. I might as well do a show. And
get paid for it.
And I look back at me and I realize, you know, I thought I was normal. I'm not really normal. And then somebody in the audience laughs like I do. And then she stares and I'm like, what are you laughing at?
About what I just said, that that my life is different?
And then she catches herself like she's a beginning comic or something, like, oh, never mind, I'm on TV. Oh, it's so good. It's such a weird fucking laugh. And a whole audience of people looking at you like, you're a fucking retard.
And I hate to mention this.
She's the dumbest person in America.
Oh, stop.
She's what about crazier than Anna Nicole Smith? Way crazier.
No.
Way, yes.
No.
They should have a crazy off. My money's on Farrah Fawcett.
I don't know. My money's on Anna Nicole. Well, maybe Anna Nicole Smith is more aware of it, and she's more hamming it up because of it.
Right.
I don't know what's worse.
And they feed her drugs, too. Farrah Fawcett's just dumb.
You don't think that's drugs?
No, because the first time could have been drugs. Her people would stop her the second time, unless her people are now TV land trying to make good TV.
Yeah, they would stop her from being on drugs. How do you stop a celebrity from being on drugs except make them make fake phone calls and put him in a rehab?
She knows that everybody was making fun of her for that first show.
Right.
So,
yeah, because she kept
be sober for the second
show.
She
kept blaming David Letterman for it. But no, she was blaming, like, she doesn't think
it's because... She blamed me. She doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
But she doesn't, she doesn't think it's because of her. She thought it was because of David Letterman, and maybe she's still taking drugs, like, oh, no, it's just David. And she kept saying, David, you have to be nice to me. And then she kept telling him how much press he got. Because of her, because of her being on the show and her being crazy and how he made fun of her and whatever.
Can't even do it justice.
Anyways, but we met some Canadians online. They're awesome. Canadians are like the nicest people. They're like the nicest people, They're so sweet and just randomly talking to people. And then I saw them like when we were sitting inside. They're talking to more people while they're sitting waiting for the show. They're just friendly. And then that's my comment on Canadians.
Everybody, then they start introducing the people to come out for the Letterman show. And what? I don't know.
You have to get closer. See, this is what Keith thinks. Keith thinks that if he's saying something low, he doesn't need to get close to the mic. Like, if you're whispering, they'll still hear that you're whispering if you go like that. But you got to get closer to the mic.
This is so stupid.
But we'll say that louder next time.
This is so stupid.
There you go.
I can't tell.
So,
look
continue.
At this fucking thing. Anyways. So other people come out. And what?
With the clapping thing?
I don't even
Anytime you're
I'm so mad.
You are mad and you're so not focused, you're just mad at the equipment. But anytime that anytime you're online for a show, you're gonna go see a show that's free, that's on TV, they're gonna use you. They're gonna use you like a monkey.
We can't see Letterman and her specific reactions. We have to watch the TV sets ahead of us.
That's right.
Remember when we saw a Tough Crowd? There's a camera, obviously, you know, because picture what you see on TV. There's a camera right in front of them.
But it's right in front of the audience, so all the cameras are blocking everyone's view.
Then when the show goes on, there's all these cameras. There's producers. They know where the cameras are. They just start moving around. That's weird, you know? It's like they're doing a show, and you're just walking around. But they're walking around on stage. Eddie Brill, the guy that opens up the show, he's on the stage blocking my view, too, when the show's going on. For what? Why do you got
to
be there?
Everyone's on stage. Stagehands and stagehands have to be on stage. But anybody, like producers in the back, like everyone's on stage. It's as if you're almost watching, like, only the behind the scenes without watching the actual scene.
Right.
So if you want to see David Letterman and Farrah Fawcett talk to each other, you're watching the screen above you. If you want to see the cameras and how they work and how, you know, the cameramen get fed wires from the little guy who follows them around, that's what you're actually getting to see when you go see a show.
And it's not like that's something where you'll learn something, you know? Even if you're a cameraman, you're not going to learn something.
No, you're not. You're not. You're going to see equipment. That's all. And then what they'd make you do is like, and now 3, 2, 1, we're going to be clapping and we want a lot of enthusiasm. Who's ready? Who's ready? Come on. Yeah. And like the whole time it's like, come on, everyone. And I don't know how these guys, have the energy to do that all day long.
We had to stand in line, sign in.
Yeah.
Then come back in an hour. You know, I bet all the stores around love that. There's, Starbucks definitely got their pre-Letterman rush.
Starbucks was packed.
And at 4:45, gone all of a sudden.
Yeah, everybody gone. Like in the one block radius of David Letterman just gets like the whole restaurant packed, the whole cafe packed, everything gets packed just because.
I bet Rupert's Hello Deli that they feature sometimes, I bet he gets packed right then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because then that's the famous one. So then everyone's getting business off of David Letterman, and I guess they make you come early so they know how many tickets you have.
Right.
But they're definitely making money for the surrounding area.
And then you have to stand in line again. How long were we in line? Half hour or so, at least.
Oh, that's right. We were half an hour. The Canadians made it go fast, right. But we were in line for a while.
And so that you can sit down and watch TV.
Right.
Like I thought the worst shows are those, you know, daytime does it a lot. But they show just clips. They're like, welcome to the show. Here's a best of.
I love those clips.
Okay, you love them because you're at home. Not when you just went out to see whoever, Maury Povich. And now Maury Povich is going to, I don't even know if he's still alive. But anyways, you know, you got Geraldo just playing a bunch of clips.
Right, that happened. I went to Colin Quinn and in between. Like, but it's for commercials.
No, in between. No, I'm talking about when they just show.
That's like, all they're showing?
Yeah, him? Oprah does it too. Here's what happened when we talked to, who cares?
Oh, where you happen to be in the taping that they're really just showing the best
right.
of.
Right, that's super that using
is bad.
You.
Yeah, that is
But yeah, there's
you.
No difference a regular show either. You're just watching TV.
Yeah.
Here's my clap for you.
Yeah.
And we'll put you on TV too. We'll do the swing around camera.
Yeah, and then the swing around camera thing, it had a whole big thing blocking each and every one of our faces.
Right.
It had whatever writings they had on there. It was so ridiculous. And we're yelling and screaming above whatever's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. And then I was confused. I thought we would get something free, but I'm thinking about daytime television. At least with daytime television.
Did you still think you'd get something free?
I kind of did. I kind of thought like some. I almost checked underneath me, but you're kind of squished in there. I did. So what? But as soon as I understood that Jane Fonda wasn't doing it, I was like, "What are we gonna really get?
Drugs."
and then what? I don't remember what I was gonna say.
When people come out, that Paul Schaefer comes out, and he's got his sunglasses on. You know, the bald. and Hemd is amazed that he's like, "Look at him! How he walks around." That's weird because he's blind.
Come on. Right? It wasn't like that. You're making me seem out to be dumb. I always thought that Paul Schaefer looked funny, and I never realized.
He does. He moves his head back and forth like Ray Charles. He always wears sunglasses.
Yeah. I never realized why. I thought it was weird. And then I saw him walk out on the stage. We actually saw him, not through the TV, like live on stage, saw him walk out for a split second. I can't believe I admitted it to you. I was like, I guess I always think like, you must be blind or something because you're just, and I know he's not blind, but as he walks out, I'm like, wow, he's walking pretty well for a blind person. I'm an ass.
then we went somewhere and stopped for food.
That's another thing, our free day. Never think that in Manhattan, although unless like we are in Manhattan around that area, I kind of knew that we were going to spend more money because you go there, you need something before just in case they're going to pack you in right away, then in between, then afterwards. And I have to have good things sometimes. Oh, but the bruschetta was so good. and they stole my money, those fuckers.
We went to Serafina.
Is it called Serafina?
Yeah.
This poshy place. And the only reason why I went there is all I wanted was an appetizer. All I wanted was a bruschetta. I figured it would be around $5, $6, $7. And it was. It was $7. And I was taking it to go. Now, in Manhattan, you're doing, like, the bartender has to get it for you. If you're taking it to go in a poshy restaurant, you kind of have to tip. I was ready to tip, like, the $1, because what'd you do? Write it down and give it to the, you know, give the order in. So then I put in, it turned out to be $7.06. So I put in $10.06, expecting to get $3 back and just leaving the dollar. She just took the money. She just assumed I was tipping $3.
I think you can't. Like, also, that's a fancy place. So maybe people tip more. I don't know.
Yeah, I figured.
They just drop money. And also, I guess if you give anything over the amount, these idiots are going to think that it's
them. I just think that it's a fancy place, so they just think that.
But for us, we're sitting there at the bar. It takes balls not to put it back anyways. We're going to come off so cheap now.
I know.
Between this show and the other show.
But there's no reason to tip $3 on that. Your appetizer should not be costing
$10. You saw the hostess's tits.
Oh my God, you saw so. The hostess
That's
was like
$3.
Going on a modeling shoot afterwards. We were like, what are we doing here? And I think they take advantage of that, like, because they think everybody going in there is rich. And so rich people are not going to be like, can I have my $2 back?
Right.
And that's why I didn't ask for it back. I was like, that's so embarrassing.
Right.
Take my $2 and you're going to hell now.
Tits.
Then there was another awkward restaurant. Yeah. Is that what you're getting to?
Yeah, we had the bruschetta first, then Letterman. Then we stopped in a restaurant, you know,
pizza
place.
Well, it was like a pizzeria.
That's the ones that are just a little fancier than a pizzeria, but not fancy.
Yeah, but they're only a little fancier because they have, like, more dishes than pizza. And, they have pasta dishes and stuff. Mm. And they have a waitress that will even get pizza for you if you want.
Right.
So they had a waitress there, and she obviously did not speak any English. She maybe memorized like three things on the menu.
What's in your cold antipasta?
Antipasta.
That's an appetizer.
And you see
and
her like
cold.
Looking up. It's an appetizer. It's cold. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and I didn't know she didn't know English. I'm just thinking.
Really?
I'm just thinking, you know, she's one of those waiters that don't know nothing. You know, it's like, yeah, that's an appetizer. That'll be good.
Oh, no, right away.
You can
away.
Get it for one or two.
Right away, I understood that she didn't. Yeah, she's just reading it. Right away, I knew she didn't speak it.
We should have just left then. I didn't know.
Really?
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, just hold on, because it's better the chef. And so she brings out the guy from the back, right. And he's like, this is what's in the antipasta. And we're like, okay, we'll take it. So we get that. And then she comes back to take the rest of our order. And you ordered something that was kind of like not really on the menu.
Not really. Fettuccine with shrimp and calamari. And it came with red sauce. I said, I'll take the Alfredo sauce.
Right.
Which is on the menu. And
yeah, Alfredo sauce is on the menu. Yes.
Yes.
So she goes back and right away you're like, she didn't get it right. Because we hear her talking to the kitchen.
Right.
And then she comes back with it and it's in red sauce. And you'd let her know, oh, but I wanted Alfredo sauce. She goes back and she's like,
it's my free day. I'm in the mood for this. I'm
right.
Not compromising.
Right. And what did she come back and say? She said,
And she comes back.
We don't have that. Or you said.
Yeah. The thing is, you said, and I know what I said. Mm. I know I said it.
You definitely said
know.
It.
And no, you, because you didn't say. What,
yeah,
I'm
you
like,
ordered
I did
this.
Say it, so I'll take that. Thank you. And then she brings it out with. That she went in the back and dumped the sauce out, like she, you know,
hardly
she used her
though,
hands
yeah.
to dump
yeah.
the excess sauce. I goes, hey, you like this? I'm like, no, I need it. I don't know how I said it, like, but I need. It was understood. I thought that I need a new one with white sauce.
Yeah,
you can't just put white sauce on top of that.
So then you said white sauce, understanding that at this point she didn't speak English.
Right.
So
right.
So she goes, oh, white sauce. So she goes back, and I think she comes back not with anything new, and she's like, can you just take this?
Right. Can you take this?
Can you just
I'm
take
like, no,
it?
No, thanks. And then you
at
go.
At that
are
point,
you
gave up.
Right. And then she goes, are you? And then you said, she goes, okay, I'll get white sauce. And you go, are you just gonna put white sauce on top of that? Yeah, okay, white sauce. No. We don't even want it. This is weird. This isn't gonna work out. We don't even want it. Thank you. Okay. And then she leaves.
She
sad.
Goes to the back.
Then she comes back with it. So you want this? I'm like, no, we're not even in the mood. No, thank you. We're just gonna have this.
Please, can you just take it?
What? No, thanks. Well,
come on.
Please.
Come on, please take it. She just and I couldn't even look at her. Oh my god, I didn't understand how. And he's like, no, I can't take it. I don't want it. Just forget about it. And she's like, please, like for what a minute long. And I'm just like covering my eyes with my hands. Like, ew, this is so awkward. And then finally, so I said, you know what? Let me get my stuff. I'm already eating. So I just said, I'll take it to go to Keith. So I said, but I don't want her to take it in the back because I'm sure she'll spit on
right.
it at this point.
Right. Any language, you know how to spit.
Yeah. So I was like, let's just ask for an empty container and I'll put it in myself. So we asked for an empty container.
And I hear in the back.
Yep.
They want it in a container.
Yep.
Like she doesn't have to pay for it now or something.
Right. And so now.
And so then she comes back out. With nothing. So you know you're wait. They're packing it up. So I'm like, I'll just fucking wait for it then.
Yeah,
you know?
Long story. But it turns out when we're ready to pay, he's like, this is yours. I'm like, no, it's not ours. We don't want it. We had to argue the whole time until finally. And then we said, we just wanted Alfredo sauce. He's like, oh, Alfredo sauce. That's easy
white
to do.
White sauce is easy.
Yeah, what, Alfredo sauce? I thought you wanted this and that. Right, and we're like, right. No, Alfredo sauce. And he kept saying, oh, why didn't you say it? And I was like, you know what? I think there was an issue with a misunderstanding, and I was about to say that there was a language barrier, but he's like, oh, there was, okay, don't charge them. So that was a fun experience.
Well, she comes out, like, she kept getting excited, like, we're going to take it.
Oh, God.
And she came out with it to go, like, okay, here. I'm like, no, just the empty one. Oh, yeah, here, here's everything. Empty one here. Like, I can't see it's empty because it's right on top. I don't know.
Right.
Empty here, and then all this. Don't worry about it. That's for you. No, I'm not taking this.
They kept pushing it on us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then she writes it in the bill anyway.
Oh, yeah. She wrote
she
it on the bill.
Change it.
Yeah. So awkward. Okay, and then what did we do? Then we went to my brother's apartment. We were going to do some podcastings for my brother's place, because he's not around right now. And we figured in Manhattan, if we're going to have guests, it's a lot easier for them to go to meet us there than to come out to Queens. It wasn't working. We were getting nothing. Nothing was hooked up.
We're getting internet service.
It was so frustrating. Then your friend came over to meet us.
Ray, that I lived with One-Eyed Davis.
One-Eyed Davis.
Over. He has one eye. I remember the first time. He seemed okay. One-Eyed Davis seemed okay the first time I met him. And I don't remember what it was, but we were on the subway and we were hitting it off. What?
It was his place?
It was him and Ray. Him and Ray. It was the three of ours, but him and Ray moved out of the hostel.
You met them at the hostel?
And invited me. Yes. I knew Ray at the hostel. Was Ray's idea.
By the way, Keith lived in a hostel for a year. In a hostel.
Didn't bother me at all.
Yeah. So you met Ray in a hostel.
But then, yeah. But then they ended up getting fleas. And
hostel got fleas.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason you moved out.
I was at a chick's house. I was seeing this girl, and I was at her house, and one day I woke up, and she points to my arm, like, what's that? Big red bumps.
Ew.
Bright red, like almost fluorescent, all up and down.
Did she get
all
scared?
All sides of my one arm. She was surprisingly calm. If it was my place, I would have had to kick her out, like, what the fuck is that? Move. Wow. I don't know how she was calm, like, what's that? You might want to look into that.
I think girls are just good at that. Like, I've done that before, like, hey, I'm not freaking out or anything, right. But I'm hoping you get out of my house. Can you get the fuck out? Not that I think you're gross. You're so cute.
I'd be thinking she's bringing fleas into my house, but she's like, stay here and, you know, but you don't realize, place.
You don't realize you do that too. You go, hey, you're standing on my foot, so if you would be so kind as to just, and I'm like, okay, can you have a little more enthusiasm and then have some emergency feeling in your voice? Okay, so
you're in pain right now.
I am in pain.
You have wisdom teeth that you never took out.
Yeah.
And it's killing you.
It's totally killing. If you ever had tooth pain, it's debilitating. Debilitating. I can't even believe I'm talking right now. But in a half an hour, I'm going to be like crying on the bed. No, it just gets worse and worse. And then I'm just like, okay, it's too late. And now I'm dead. Now just shoot me in the head. So did you want to talk about your experience with the roommate situation?
I remember we were on the, just real quick, we were on the subway like going there. And we were hitting it off or whatever. And
how are you on the subway with Davis? You know Davis?
We
you knew Ray
we moved
from
the out of the, me and Davis moved I think moved out of the hostel.
So you knew Ray and day. Davis.
I Ray introduced me to Davis.
Okay.
Like maybe 2 days before we decided to move out.
Okay.
So then me and Davis are living together, and for some reason I liked him. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. He didn't seem like the douche that he became, but you know that went away in like a week. He's the worst. So I don't know. We're on the subway. He's got one bad eye, and I'm pointing at something behind him. Like a little bit behind him, like a poster that was ridiculous. So it was funny. And I'm pointing to him, I'm like, oh, look at that. It's fucking ridiculous. And he turns his head to the side, so it's behind him. And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah.
So and I'm that like, I I'm can like see
no,
all
it's behind you. I went on for, I don't know, 2 minutes.
Sure.
No, it's behind you. Yeah, yeah, I see it. No, you don't. You don't see it. It's behind you. You have to move your head. Yeah, I see it. No, you don't see it.
But he probably saw it, and because of his weird eye.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. He wouldn't say, like, no, I could see it. Do you see that I have eyes like this?
Thank you. He should have.
Yeah.
He made me feel uncomfortable, and that's not nice.
Well, you probably made him feel uncomfortable, and he's not used to expressing that that's how it is. But I liked, okay, Victor Varnado, who will probably be coming on our show hopefully next week, who's opening up for your show. When he first came to town, we all met him at the open mic, and he got on stage, and he's a black albino, and he's got a lazy eye, and right
away...
Have
you seen him, though? Is he really black?
He's got no pigment, but he's black.
I think that's, like, his thing, you know, to
anyway,
say that.
Anyway, so right away, he was like, I got this lazy eye, and he just pointed out right away. And I don't know. That just...
And that's his first something... joke. It's not... comedy per se.
It's hilarious.
He's like, I got a lazy eye and I'm really black. Good night. And you go home. You're like, that was new. That was different.
He's really black with that bubble butt of his.
I don't know.
You don't know. You never saw it.
So she used to date him.
Yeah, I did.
Used to date this guy.
Yes, I did. He's opening your show now.
She's friends with everybody she ever dated.
That's not true. Not
that's
everybody.
That's weird. That is weird. Everybody.
It's not weird because the way I see it is if you like them so much that you were dating them for a while, this isn't like the random I was seeing people. These are people that I dated for like 6-9 months, which was like a long relationship to me. So if I like them enough for that, most likely I like them as a person. It just didn't work out that I don't want to be with you for the rest of my life.
Is that a girl thing?
No, I think a lot of girls don't want to see their exes again. Right.
Nobody does.
No.
You broke up for a reason.
You broke up for a different reason than friendship.
Nah, please. Like, the breakup, then...
But you understood it. Like, when you meet Victor, he's not a bad person, but maybe we realized we're not good for each other.
I don't think about it. You had relations with our roommate. Okay? Now, didn't bother me at all in any way, but once in a while, it hit me and go, oh, yeah, that's right.
I specifically asked you not to say
that. We're going to bleep all that out.
I'm so sure.
And so it's like seeing Victor. I don't think about it.
Well, I don't think about it.
But then sometimes I think about it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that is a little weird.
I could see why a roommate situation would be weird. I wouldn't want to be roommating with somebody that you slept with or did anything with, really. But you were very cool about it. And really, I forgot. And I don't think, like, I don't know. It's different. It wasn't like we were dating.
Interesting.
Yeah, this is very comfortable for me to talk about. Thank you.
I'm the one who has to shake these guys' hands. How comfortable is that?
What, is my juice still on it?
You tell me. I didn't ask. That'd be weird.
Really?
You're the one being gross.
You're the one being gross.
I'm trying to have an adult discussion.
That's quite the adult discussion, that you can't shake someone's hand just in case my stuff is still on it.
No, I just mean I'm shaking their hands like, oh, nice to meet you. Where'd you put it in?
Ew. Ugh. You know what? You met Victor before you met me. So you guys were friends already.
Is that true?
Yeah. You met him before you met me because he was still going to the open mic and I wasn't going for a while. You already knew him. Yes. Yes.
We never
sure.
hung out. It's not like we were buddies.
But you knew who he was?
I know who he was because he said he's black and he's white. That sticks in your mind.
Go to the bestalbino.com.
Is it bestalbino.com?
Bestalbino.com. He is the world's greatest, the world's funniest black albino.
That's the same place I would have met him at Surf. That's where we met.
You know what's terrible?
What?
I'm sorry, we'll go into that for a second. Every time I see a black albino, like on the train or the bus, which you have to admit is rare, I just want to sit next to them and be like, I know a black albino.
They probably do. You know, it's like when you're from Canada and you said somebody's from Canada, so we're like, you know, do you know them, you know, being stupid.
Terrible.
But I bet it's not terrible going, do you know Victor? He's the other one.
But Victor's got a story like that, and I guess I should have waited until he came, but he's got a story where he saw another black albino on the train and he sat next to them like it was a seat just facing the same direction, and he just sat next to the black albino and turned his face and just stared at him like, hello. This is, you're the same as me. And the guy was totally like, no.
That's
like,
funny.
Was not responsive, was not like, come on, if you saw...
I would sit there just to freak out the whole car. If I was a midget and I found like a midget black albino, oh my God, the fun we'd have.
Isn't that weird?
I'd act like we're taking it over. I'd be like, here we are, we're taking over this train. And the other midget black albino is reading his magazine like, what? I'm not in on this.
Yeah, wouldn't it be weird if like, it's so rare. And that's the person going, no, we're not the same.
Yeah, we're not buddies.
It's not like black people sitting next to each other going, we have
so much in
common. If there's
a black albino war, you know, you better have some backup.
That was the greatest story. Okay, so what were you saying? Oh, that's where we met, is Surf Reality, where I met Victor, where I met you.
That's your little fucking shopping cart.
Yes,
it is. That's your grocery section.
That's where I learned that I don't like comedians.
And kept dating them one after another.
That's why I was so reluctant to come over and talk to you, because I thought you were cute and I thought you were really funny. And I was like, as soon as I talk to this guy off stage, he's going to be the biggest douchebag and I'm going to hate him. So, but I went for it anyway.
Yes,
nothing. I don't understand how you understood that I was hitting on you.
Oh, I don't know how. So we're in the back and we watch all these freaks do weird shit on stage. And
it's you and your friends.
It's me and my beer. And me and my friends, but that day it was just me. And she comes in the back.
No, you had a posse of people. Craig was there. This blue-haired guy was there with you. A couple of people.
Oh, right?
Yeah, you even introduced me. You have the best memory in the world.
I don't fucking know. So anyways, you come in the back and you sit like... Now, we already talked before. One time I was on stage.
We kind of talked.
Right? And my friend Craig did something in the audience to set me up for something, like yelled shit or something.
Yeah, and you're not allowed to yell anything at this space because you're not allowed to heckle. And the person on stage is not allowed to point out the audience and talk to, you know, you're not allowed to be mean right. at this place.
So I deliberately set up a heckler so we can be mean to each other.
Right.
And then we get off stage. I get off stage. And what, or was it during the break, I guess, or at the
no,
end?
No, it was, you just got off stage and somebody else was getting on and I was like, wow, did you plan that? And you said, between you and me, it was planned. And then you just stayed there and I was like, are we supposed to be talking now?
What the fuck? You started it.
I just wanted to tell you that that was cool.
That was your way of doing cool. You asked and then I was, no, you did, you could have said that was cool.
I wasn't, seriously, I wasn't hitting on you at that moment. I'm too scared to talk to comedians at that point. And I just like, as soon as, and I even debated about telling
you. I almost said, figure it out, cunt.
Oh, well, that's
like a joke.
Why don't you get Craig to fuck you in the ass since he's so cool at talking to you? While
you
shut
I'm
up.
Like, you probably dated Craig, didn't you, slut?
Oh, stop.
So then.
But wait, so I was reluctant to even tell you anything about your set because as soon as you tell a comedian something about their set, they're all up in your ear like, what'd you like about it? What'd you be? Right. So as soon as I said it, I'm like, okay, please don't make us have to talk now because I don't want it to be like you're opening for, oh, and here's what I was thinking beforehand and just quiet. I said it to you and that's it.
This is an old joke about comedians. This girl, real hot girl, sees this comedian, you know, at the bar and is like, you are the fucking, I saw your show and I just want to fucking make out with you and fuck you and take you to my hotel room tonight and give you the best sex you ever had. You were so good. I need to fuck you. And he goes, oh, okay. What show did you see? The first or the second one?
I saw that wasn't coming, but it's absolutely true.
So he comes in, you come in the back.
Wait, so that was the first time.
Okay.
And then this is so gay though. It was the first time we ever talked. Mm-hmm. And then a few weeks.
I consider that the first day of my life.
Anyway, and now you're just torturing me. A few weeks later, I see him in the back, and you were so funny on stage, and you seemed so natural on stage that you got that a lot. Like people weren't even sure if you made up the stuff beforehand or you just got on stage and just talked. That was like the coolest part. So then there was nobody sitting next to you or in the seats. There was nobody sitting on the left of you for like three seats at all. And then all your friends were sitting on the right. So I came over and I sat like I left one empty seat and I sat in the next one, which I didn't think was so obvious.
Now she's saying she didn't hear
you're
me the first
the
time.
Only
we
one.
Just I heard
only,
about you.
You're not the only ones that sit in the back. You're not the only one.
It kind of is our spot. Yes, it is.
I was there first and I used to sit in the back.
That's
too.
Interesting. Where were you sitting when you talked to me for
Everywhere,
the first time?
In the back.
No, you weren't.
Oh, in the front because I came in when it was the beginning half and there was no room in the back.
That's interesting. No shit, because I take that space out. We're the bad boys, and that's where we sit.
That's pretty gay, too. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyway.
So you come back to the gay section, and you sit down in a chair. Now, we obviously talked. We talked, period.
Oh, come
now
on.
Now you're sitting there. Am I right, though?
So what? That
okay,
count.
Then I'm right.
Great. This is a great relationship.
Forget the whole thing.
Okay, so I come back there. And
you sit in between, and there's a chair between us, but you sit next to me, and we're watching, and who talks first?
I talk first.
Okay.
I leaned in, and I said something about whoever was on stage,
right.
And then you said something back, and I was like, okay, that was a pretty normal comment. That was a pretty, I was really sitting back there to be like, is this guy a complete douche? And that's why there was a seat
You're
in
like,
between
how
us.
You doing? I'm like, how many faggots does it take to screw in a light bulb? What?
So we started bantering a little bit, and then I sat next to you because I was like, okay, it's okay because he talks like a normal human being. And then I guess what sealed the deal for you that I was definitely hitting on you was that I put my foot.
No, and then you thought it was weird that I love that these people get on stage and are so horrendous.
Yeah,
and they cry about their
parents,
and
I was
but
like,
they've
is
been
that
doing
okay?
it for 5 years. Yeah,
yeah. I was like, is that okay that I kind of think this guy's cute and he's such an asshole? Because you loved when they bombed. You loved,
I loved
when.
It.
When they did stupid stuff that they should be embarrassed about. You loved it.
Yeah.
So anyway, and then I put...
She puts her feet under my leg. She puts her toes under my leg.
I didn't think that was such a big deal.
That's not a big deal. That means nothing. That's not a sign.
So then we kind of do a little bit of chit-chatter, and then the break comes, and at the break, all his friends and him get up and start walking out, and they're already ahead of you, and you turn around, you ask for my phone number, which you're about to put into your cell phone. This is so gay. And then, I guess I hesitated a little bit, because to me, I was like, I don't know if that was enough banter to, like, give you my phone number.
Now I got to see these freaks every Sunday just to keep seeing you. Just give me your fucking number.
So I gave you my phone number, and you didn't call. That's right. That's interesting mm-hmm. that you didn't call. Knowing that I would probably be there again next week mm-hmm. and I would see you, and mm-hmm. there's no excuse because it's in your phone. It's not like you lost the phone number. So when I saw you again the next week, I think I was cold, right?
You were, was it the next week?
Yeah, it was the next week.
You're very
like,
cold, and
I think I
cut my hair shorter. Yeah. And did you not recognize me for a second?
I didn't recognize you for a second.
And then you were mean?
I didn't recognize you for a second. I was about to walk past you, and you're like, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, fine. And I just walked past you.
Yeah, you had attitude.
What? You took my number.
Yeah,
you're supposed to call the next
right.
day.
I was the guy that didn't call.
Yeah, who doesn't call the next day? Fuck you
the
if you don't call me the next day.
The guy that ends up with you, that's who.
Yeah, I know. That's so weird. And I was like, fuck this guy. I don't care if he calls. And to me, like, that's done. If you don't call right away, like, what's the point? Please don't play games. And I don't like the whole, you know, you took down my phone number just because it's awkward. I never give my phone number unless I mean it. I don't give out fake numbers. I just say, like, there's no reason for me to do this. Anyway, then you call, like, 3 days later. And I'm like, I know it's him because it was like some weird number. And
I had my sister's cell phone.
Your brother's cell phone.
She got in Philadelphia or something.
I think it was your brother's cell phone. But so anyway, it was some weird number. And I was pretty sure it was you. And I was like, ah, fuck it. It's the summertime. Let me pick it up. No, the summertime, when you don't have a boyfriend, it's just like, ah, you might as well date. You go here with this, whatever. It doesn't matter. So I'm like, all right, let's see. And it turns out you're kind of cool.
Thanks.
Yeah. But I was still pissed for a while that you didn't call right away.
Yes. And then we hung out at where? Space, this art space that ended up closing, like, how many months
later?
Oh,
yeah, we never got it together to hang out. And then we knew that all the people that were from this open mic would be at a place called Space that just opened up. It was their first night. So you left a message on my machine just going, hey, here's where we're going. And I'm like, I guess I can go there. And I was with my brother, and we didn't have anything else to do. So we went over there, and we ended up talking for hours and hours.
First, what'd you do? How'd you try to talk to me?
What did I do?
You're with your brother. Oh, I believe partied once or twice in his day.
This is my older brother.
And had me pump the cake because he didn't know how to work.
Because he asked me for a beer, and then I went over there, and there was a million drunks around. It's not like you're the only one who knows how to pump a beer. But how did you try to talk to me? Do you remember that?
Sitting close to you while watching
some
of these shows?
You like said hi, and then you didn't want to make it obvious, so you would just kind of sit next to me or kind of sit like in front of me and kind of try to get like where you're located around me. It was so dorky until finally like the show that was on there was over, and then we went out on the roof.
Didn't I come and sit next to you or something? I feel like I sat next to you, and Victor saw it and was a little upset.
No.
Is that true or not true?
No, I think I don't remember why Victor and I were talking, but I don't know if something was going on that night, like not sexually, something about the show that we were discussing. But no, there was nothing like that.
I remember going on the roof, and it was us two, and then Victor's talking to us, and all I'm thinking is like, all right, can I hit on this woman? And he didn't mean nothing bad.
He totally didn't.
But I'm just like, okay.
In fact, like, if he would have known...
You can tell we don't really know each other.
If he would have
known... I'm telling a story about how I just got robbed. It's a good story. Let me talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, let's hear the story. And I don't think... I think if Victor would have picked up that we were trying to talk to each other in that way, he would have probably helped you out instead of cock-blocked without realizing. Right. So we finally get to talk, and we're talking for 3 hours. And here's what I learned. I didn't know that if a guy's talking to you for 3 hours at the party, that's something special.
5 minutes is something special. 3 hours is minga.
I didn't know. I just thought, like, if it's a good conversation, who cares? But apparently that means, like, it's a big deal. Because later on you were like, what? I didn't even talk to my friends the whole night. I'm like, you have your friends to talk to every time. That's what you do at a party is talk to other people. No, if you're a girl and a guy's talking to you, apparently he's interested. Anyway, then he tries to kiss me. Like,
oh, my God. So I'm like, all right, I'm fucking reading this right, for Christ's sake. So then I lean
in
for the kiss.
We were going in. We were having a great conversation. Right. It was flowy, and everything was cool. I love when that happens.
We both hate our parents.
Stop that.
And that lasted for 3 hours.
Okay, so then you lean in.
So I lean in to kiss her, and then as I lean in, she's leaning backwards the same way, so like the same distance is between our face. And I just keep going, like I don't know how to stop. And she keeps leaning back until like I can't lean forward anymore. And then that's it. And she's like, then we're talking some more. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm not reading this wrong. I go in for the kiss. Same thing. I'm moving in. She's moving back and giggles. The fuck?
I don't know. It was so
And then
retarded.
We're talking and hitting it off again. I'm like, this is just fucking weird. So then I invite her to my house, right?
No. in my head.
Blocks away.
I'm so retarded. In my head, I was like, no, I did that wrong. But I feel weird. I feel weird. It was like the intimacy moment. And I'm like, ooh, I'm a goofball. I actually wanted you to kiss me. And I was like, ooh, this is going to be so nice because we're sitting like with our feet hanging off the roof. And it was pretty romantic in a Lower East Side way.
Right.
So then we're walking out together. And you're like, well, I'm going over here because I live over here. And I'm like, wow, I parked a block away. And you were like, okay, I'll walk you. So you let all your friends go. And we walked, and then I'm like, can I drive you back to your place? This is so stupid. Like, we keep trying to, like, hang out with each other, but we can't just say, like, hey, let's hang out.
Right.
So you walk me there. Then we get in my car so I could walk you a block to your house, to your place. And then we sit outside, and we're talking. You're like, it seems like you're driving long distance. Do you want to come in for a second? I'm like, for a second. And then I go in there. We're talking for two more hours.
I remember promising nothing will happen. I remember
oh,
that.
Yeah, because
like,
I was like,
I'm not going to do nothing weird. Just come in.
Because I was like, I don't want you to think
what
that me
four
coming
in. The morning?
In,
6 in the morning?
It was 4 in the morning. I was like, I don't want me coming in to think that, like, I'm inviting this whole thing. So I go in. We're talking for 2 hours. And then it's like 5 minutes to 6. And I'm like, okay, I got to give him another chance to kiss me. And I'm like, okay, I'm probably going to leave in like 5 minutes. And then did we kiss at that point? We did.
We kissed that night.
We finally did. No, but at that point I was like, okay, I got to go. And so you kissed me, and it was horrendous.
I thought she kissed real big. She thinks I kissed too small. You know what I mean?
He kissed like he was trying not to kiss.
I think we both hated each other's kisses.
Oh my God, it was terrible.
I never thought that's something you can bring up to somebody.
I was so sad about that because all this time it was like really cool, and then I was like, ew, what is this? That's a terrible kiss. And then, what did I say? I say the rudest things. I all of a sudden go, is that how you always kiss?
Did you?
Yes, I did. Yeah, you even commented about that later or a few days later or whatever. And he's like, yeah, I guess so. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I remember, yeah, like that's supposed to be a big thing, right? You could tell if it's love on the first kiss. Our kiss, neither of us liked it.
It was terrible. And you didn't, I think like now you're finally admitting that you didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, but it took you a long time.
It took me a long time.
Like, this is the first time you're actually saying you didn't like it.
I remember bringing it. I thought there's not. I didn't think we could work out.
Really?
Because of that, yeah.
Really?
Really.
Oh. That's new. I didn't think that we can kiss for a long time because of that. And then I was like, ew, what's the rest of the stuff going to be? And that sucked, too.
That's very interesting. So we fucked on the first night.
Ew, it was the next morning.
And I cared about her so much.
No, you didn't.
That it wasn't the longest.
It was the worst.
It wasn't the longest.
It was the worst. It was rather quick.
Because when I like you, baby.
I don't know. I was like, okay, that really sucked. But you were like the coolest. Like, I had so much fun with you that I forgave that. I was like, okay, that had to be a fluke. Nobody comes that quick.
Oh, my God.
It was terrible. So then we went, and like at 3 in the afternoon, we're going to have some food. And then we run into someone, and I was like, oh, God, we both know this guy from surf, and everyone loves to talk. And I'm like, okay, you cross the street by yourself and say hi to him. I don't want to talk to people.
Oh,
right now.
That's right. Was he the guy that does voices?
I think it was Broder.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're not friends. It's just
none of us are friends. Like, nobody's friends with Broder.
Everybody acts supportive and they all hate each other though.
No, everyone actually says they hate Broder. Nobody likes
that's
Broder.
True. That's different.
But yeah.
He plays guitar and he's still saying how Giuliani's ruining the city, even though he's not mayor. Hasn't been mayor for a while. But he's got lightning bolt mutton chops. Right?
He gets very artsy with
his thing.
Facial
I thought
hair.
Like he's so hardcore metal. It grows out that way, but I guess that's how he shaves it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah. And true to form, you didn't have any money for food because somehow somebody owed you money and you're freaking out in the house. And I'm like, just forget it. Just come out to eat or don't. Fucking annoying. I don't know how we got together after that first
right,
thing.
Right,
right.
I know
terrible.
What did it. It's when you came over a couple days later and brought five family-sized things of macaroni and cheese.
Was it five of them?
Yes.
It wasn't a few days. It was like a couple times after I saw you again. And I started reading his book. And in his book, it says his favorite thing is Swanson's.
It's not in it anymore. But yeah, one of my favorite foods is Swanson's
so
macaroni and cheese.
So I showed up with that. Because I kept going over to his place. And you're supposed to be bringing something. So I brought that. And was that love?
That
for you?
That did it. I'm like,
that did it?
Let's figure out her kissing, and we're good.
Oh, yeah, now we kiss great. I love kissing you now.
I do, too. That's so gay. I just threw up in my mouth.
Ew.
This guy sent this, speaking of fucking you on the first date.
Ew, stop.
It says, dude, love your show. I started listening 2 days ago at work, and let me tell you, it makes my work better. It really does. I now have only 4 episodes left, and I will be completely cut up. I think you're funny as hell, blah, blah, blah. But please warn people about what they will find at websites before you suggest them to them. I brought up theliberator.com as soon as you suggested it, and of course, my manager walked into my fucking cubicle. Very embarrassing. That's like porn at theliberator.com.
Liberator.com, not right away, but you can definitely, they're like, look at what you can do on the Liberator, and you can download a porno just because, like, they're sampling the Liberator. Right. It's a full-on porno. Like, everyone's naked, and they're pumping, and so he must have downloaded that, I guess.
I'm going to see what it looks like as soon as you click on. Oh, you click on it, and then there's the chick on the bottom, and there's the guy on top.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She's in her panties and bra. He's in underpants, but...
Oh, that definitely looks like
you
something.
You love her enough to liberate her? Oh, I
is
get
that
it.
What it says? Yeah.
You love her enough. Anyways, don't forget to come to Anchorage if you decide to go on a world tour because nobody ever fucking comes here. If you come, I will take you fishing or something. Maybe not fishing.
Maybe not fishing. Maybe to eat fish or something.
I'll eat fish.
We don't want to catch the fish.
I bet they have bear in Alaska. We'll try that out.
So that's cool. It's Brandon. Thank you, Brandon. Oh, so we were talking about relationships yesterday. I know we're talking about relationships now. And I always ask, like, I'm so sure that all girls do this, right? They start asking you, like, random stupid questions.
Yeah.
Like, what would you do if this? And what would you do if that? And the worst answer that you always give is, like, I'll ask you, like, what if you won $1 million? Do you think that we would go on a cruise? And you're like, when did I win it? Tomorrow?
Thursday. Should we go Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday we would go. You want to go Thursday? So obnoxious. But you get into it every once in a while, and I think it has to do with a couple of beers.
And then I'm like, I'm going to buy all the glitter in the world.
And so what were we talking about? Oh, here's my question to you.
All right.
What did you used to put up with, and what would you never put up with now?
With chicks.
With chicks. With a date, or with, like, not really a date, with a person you're actually dating. And... Do you remember your answer?
No.
You actually said, I never put up with anything.
Which
you don't.
Oh, I don't. I would not tell a girl that something's bothering me, and then I would just end it.
Yeah, it would just grow in your head, or it would just, you just make the, what'd you say, like, while you're watching a show, you'd be like, no, I think it's over now.
Yeah.
Because something would happen, and I guess you would debate in your own head if it's worth being with that person because of that,
right.
Instead of, like, talking to her about
right,
it.
I'm not into this confrontation business. So I'm like, it's fucking over.
And so the girl is probably left dumbfounded.
She,
like,
has no idea
happened?
Why, yeah.
And you sometimes have no idea why. You're just like, no.
Yeah.
You never really stayed with anyone.
I've stayed with people.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Can you tell about the story that this one girl was really hot, right? You're having dinner with her, and she's being a complete cunt to the waiter.
Oh, she's the spaghetti one?
That's a big
one?
Thing. Yeah, that's a big thing for Keith. Do not be cunty
thing.
To the waiter.
Big thing.
I agree with that. Like, I think there's a saying, like...
Don't be a douche.
There's a saying that if somebody's nice to you, but they're mean to the waiter, like, they'll be mean to you eventually or something. Like, they're obviously hiding. Like, they're really a dick.
That's a good point. That's a stupid fucking saying.
Yeah, it's not...
Copernicus, I think, said that.
It's not the correct wording.
So, yeah, I hate it. It's just they'll be rude to... You know, people in general, you know, when we were walking, you know, she was just rude to people here and there. You can tell. But anyway, she's real rude to the waiter and not things. You could take food back, you know, you just be normal.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. I thought as a waiter you would be really offended if I were
not
to take
all.
The food back.
Not at
all. I have to think like 50 million times before I take the food back. It has to be horrendous for me to go,
yeah, it does.
You were so off that I can't deal with this. So she's being just randomly mean to the waiter.
So she's like mean, like, hey, get this. And I don't remember specific, like, I remember snapping.
You snapped?
Her snapping.
Oh,
the waiter being across the room and yelling, like that movie.
Mm.
Wow. I don't know, just have everything, which is, I hate that.
Yeah.
Any girl, because that's not a sound the body naturally makes. That has to be forced out. And a sigh.
This is what gets
that.
This
I
is
hate
what gets
that.
Keith mad. Like, other guys, they hate what? I don't know.
Right.
And this is your thing.
I hate that. I hate the way
that's a deal breaker.
I hate the way people ruined a nice "you're welcome" when you say to, you know, "thank you." You're welcome. I'm like, oh, you just ruined something so nice. So that's why I refuse to say "you're welcome." I never. You catch
that's
that?
True, and I caught that about you. Remember, and you actually taught me not to say "you're welcome." I have a hard
like
time
the,
saying "you're
I don't
welcome."
I like
now.
The sound of it. In fact, instead, I'll be like, "of course" or "sure," no certainly. Problem. Nothing, it's not a big deal, you know. Yeah. Not like you handed somebody an apple. Thank you. You're welcome.
Like you did something.
I don't like the sound of that.
Yeah, like you did something so amazing that, right. Oh, you're so certainly welcome.
Yeah.
I did that for you, and thank you for thanking me. Right. But certainly means like, of course I'll do it. So now I start saying certainly.
So I started eating. So we have our food. I have my spaghetti, and I just started eating it with my hands.
And you're just picking it up with your hands,
yeah.
And eating it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, this is going to disgust her and make her mad. She thought it was funny.
But wait,
or the nicer restaurant. She thinks it's funny. I'm using two hands to eat spaghetti.
And are you debating like, okay, she's really mean to the waiter, but let me just fuck her after
no.
this date and that's it?
Yes. I mean, I'll fuck her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we took the time.
Right. But at this point, you're trying to gross her out, so you're not going to get any ass.
Right. I mean, I didn't care either way. I'm like, oh, okay. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. I don't care.
So she thinks you're funny, and now that pisses you off. Then
yeah.
You pay the check, right?
Yeah.
You paid for it, right?
I forget what happened.
You paid
for it. I know, I told you this.
I know what happened, can I just say?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're walking out of the restaurant, and you decide to just lose her. And so she's walking next to you, and you keep trying to walk ahead of her until she realized it and then just walked away.
Yeah.
But you kept turning corners really quick, and that is so rude. I cannot believe that you even did that.
Yeah, I could have just not paid the check.
That's wrong.
That's wrong. That's wrong for the waiter.
That's wrong for the waiter and wrong for the restaurant.
And the girl probably didn't carry money.
Right.
So she can't pay the waiter.
So wait, but you didn't want to, you already paid for the meal. You're not going to.
You know what? I was so mad. I was so disgusted.
Oh, I know. You know what you said actually about this girl? Like, you don't want her to think that she can act so rude and still have sex with you.
Yeah.
That she can still have you.
Mm-hmm.
You're very special.
That's right. And then you had me for 2 seconds that day.
That was amazing.
And
that was not the same
you see
day.
Why.
Stop
you
it.
You can't reward people.
Stop it.
Thank you.
Stop it.
It wasn't the same day. No, it was not the same day. Cuckoo.
Ew.
Yes.
There's a lot of ews in this one, and I don't like it.
What did you put up with that you wouldn't know?
I think that men have tempers, and they didn't have, like, major tempers, but they had hissy fits more like. It wasn't a temper, because temper is like, okay, I'm so leaving you now. But they had hissy fits. Like, they would get all cranky, and then just, I think everyone understands. Like, they get into this mad state.
You would just let them do it, now you would say quit being a bitch?
I just think that my father gets mad like that, and so I just assumed that every guy was like that.
Old boyfriends to email me. What would they say?
Victor never got mad like that.
And what was would they say annoyed them about you?
Annoyed them about me?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. That'd be a good question. You're welcome to call everyone.
And
it was really, it
April
was really
11th,
just,
we get a phone.
It was really just the first, you know, it wasn't every boyfriend. Like I think once Doug was in the picture, he was way calm and he never got upset about anything. So after that, set a little bit of a precedent. But I really thought every guy just got mad.
Is it because your dad got mad all the time?
Yeah, well, he didn't get mad all the time. My dad is really, really cool and really hilarious. But if he gets frustrated, he can be inappropriately mad. At me or my mother or whoever.
And did you say your mom used to, like, apologize for you and for her and the family?
My dad, like a lot of people, gets so cranky that he's impossible to talk to and then decides to give everybody the silent treatment. And then in order to break the silent treatment, my mom would just be like, look, whatever it is, I'm sorry. And that would kind of help. And it still took, I don't know if it still took a day or two because... I think he has trouble, like a lot of people, apologizing that it went on too far or...
He would apologize in a day or
no,
two or he'd be
no,
fine right away?
It would just be like now he's talking to everyone.
In a day or two.
In a day or two.
My dad would be fine once you apologize. And my mom would do the exact same thing.
I think it's really weird that we grew up kind of different and your family had the same scenario where your dad would just... He would just stop talking?
He would yell and then he would stop talking. Or he would threaten to move out. He threatened to move out a lot.
That's really weird.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
That's so weird. And we hated him so much at these points where go.
You
go.
Were just ready for him to leave.
Yeah, go. And then my mom would go, no, let's sit down. We have to write a letter to him. we'll write him a letter
about how we're all the worst
and we apologize. And there's some generic letter. We'll try to be better.
And she knew that you guys didn't do anything? Nobody did anything.
No, but not all five of us did something, you know? And so then she passes around this paper. And this happened a couple times, at least the apologizing. This specific paper writing was once. And she passes around this paper, and we all, like, she wrote it, but we all have to sign it. And I sign it, but I sign it, like, maybe I had some signature I figured out when I was a kid, and I made it just a little different. My mom was so mad at me.
Wow.
Like, I ruined the letter because this isn't my real signature.
Wow.
For what? For court?
And then as soon as he got the letter, he was fine? She's
like, yeah, and he was, and right away, he's like, okay, you're forgiven. And, yeah.
Maybe he's...
He wants to watch America's Funniest Home Videos and watch me laugh too loud.
That's crazy. Maybe he was just used to being a priest where people would apologize for everything they did that week and he would forgive them.
And right, and he thinks he's forgiving them.
Yeah, because he used to be a Catholic priest. So right. He's used to people confessing whatever it is that you did.
That's awesome.
And I know you
That's
did something,
yeah.
Right?
I have premarital sex. That's disgusting, and I'm offended. You know what? I forgive you.
Right. So that's the way.
My own family can't apologize to me.
It took 7 years to get that way. It's not going to randomly get out. But I also think that guys get that way because they never wanted a family, really. And I'm so surprised.
Oh, my dad definitely did not want kids.
My dad wanted kids, for sure.
Let alone five.
That's crazy. My dad definitely wanted kids, but I don't think that fathers know what's in store for them. I don't think they know that your kids are not always going to be cute and, like, out of your face when you want them to. I think guys really get annoyed when kids are around them. They just want to be like, stop. And mother's like, oh, it's okay, and la la la. And I think that really frustrates a guy. And I get surprised when you're like, hey, maybe we would have kids, you know? I don't think you know. It's a lot of work.
I get it.
Okay. I think it might change. I guess it's my fear that it might change, like, after you have a kid with someone.
Because your friends, you're going to think, like, all of a sudden you'll be like them, and you'll be like, I need a family and a kid now.
No, I'm afraid that all of a sudden I'll need to get married. I'm debating whether I need a family or not. I'm not sure about that, and I think that's an okay debate, and I think that people should debate that. But right now, people ask us, like, you know, we're 2.5 years in. Yeah. Are you guys going to get married? And we don't know. And at this point, I'm like, I don't know, and I think I'm okay with that, you know, where I should be like, I know, it's 2.5 years. Where's my ring? Blah, blah, blah. But I don't know if one day, like 4 or 5 years into this relationship, I'm going to be like, seriously, where the fuck is my ring? And, like, why am I not like that right now? Am I going to just, aren't you scared of that?
Not until you just said that now.
No, come on.
No, I never thought about it.
No?
I thought you were cool. But then you will snap. I'm always waiting for you to snap because you're a girl and be like, I fucking knew it.
I don't know. And then we were talking about, like, we would love to just secretly just go and get married. I don't know if you clam up on that.
I don't remember that conversation. We were talking about how we'd love to.
Well, not love to, but a really cool thing would be when we're ready just to get married without anybody and just to kind of know that we're married and without anything surrounding it. But I need a party. I love planning parties.
Yeah, I don't think she needs a wedding, but girls need that party. That's why they go nuts.
No, girls
about
need
a wedding,
though.
They just need everybody there for them.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have many of those. When you retire, when you get married,
but also
little
this
ones
is...
up for your birthday, and that's all you get
right.
in your miserable life.
Right.
So you want it to be fantabulous. If it was just a party.
Did you just say fantabulous?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, continue.
That's how chicks are.
But I just think that a girl now thinks that her life is complete after she is married because it's a goal. And it's set to us like a goal when we grow up, like once you do that. I don't think they realize that, like, that's not a goal. That's the start of something.
Right.
And now you're married with papers. Oh, and then we talked about what's a prenup and how it's so unromantic, but so is getting married because the whole thing of getting married
is... You're still signing anyway, yeah.
You're signing an agreement. Everything that you get is mine. That's what you're signing. So why not sign another thing that says maybe it's not everything that you get? Because if it was all about love and just, you know, being together, then, you know, I say to you, I want to be with you. You say to me, I want to be with you. And we don't worry about paperwork.
And when you're not married also, and of course, I'm very, very comfortable. So I don't know if this makes sense. But aren't you going to be a little bit on your toes more? I hope I'm keeping her happy. Then you get married, you know, that's when
I wonder if
she's still going to be there.
Yeah, like you can walk out at any second without any obligations.
Right.
And I can kick you out in any second without obligations.
Oh, I didn't think of that. All right, well, never mind.
No, but yeah, maybe it is a little bit. And maybe once, or some people say, though, when you're married, you kind of work at it to keep it together because it's a big deal to get divorced. It's expensive, it ruins your credit, and it's a lot of paperwork. So some people stay together.
I was talking about how...
Because when you're fed up, you can just leave. You don't have to sign paperwork.
When I first came to New York and... you know, I'd do all this gay stuff, and I'd go to Staten Island just to see it, this barren wasteland of Staten Island.
Right, ugh.
First thing you see when you get off the boat, we're done. First thing you see when you get off the boat, the ferry?
Yeah.
Big sign, divorces, cheap, cheap, cheap.
Ooh.
I mean, you live in Staten Island, I guess you're like, holy fuck, this isn't how I thought my life was going to turn out. Let's go in here, honey. All right, so we're done. I want to play... check out keithandthegirl.com. Call us up at 206-3-FUCK-69.
And if you're in the area next Friday, April 15th at 6:30 in the Lower East Side, you can check out keithandthegirl.com. It's going to be a great show.
Big stand-up show. I try to think the last time I got like real fucked up. I guess it was at a Super Bowl. You ever been to a stranger, like a friend of a friend, but he's really a stranger, been to those parties? And I'm sitting there dipping the chip in the salsa. And all of a sudden, the guy, he's hosting, it's a guy, and his guy's friend sitting, like, right next to him on the couch, and I'm about to eat the chip, and he goes, Brumsky, and he grabs this guy's dick and balls. And I'm like, what? And I spill the sauce all over. And he's like, what the fuck's wrong with you? I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with you? He's like, Brumsky, you never heard of Brumsky? I'm like, I never heard of nothing gay. He's like, dude, that's not gay at all, dude. We're playing Brumsky. What you do is you say Brumsky, and then you grab your guy's package, right? And then you got him, okay? Unless before you touch him, he says no Brumsky. Then he got you. Dude, it's a lot of fun. Oh. And then you suck each other off. Dude, I love chicks, man. I'm as hetero as they come, dude. That's just a game. Okay, that's gay. If you're grabbing a guy's dick through a pair of pants, or you're grabbing a guy's dick through a fucking blanket, that's gay, and you're gay. Except when me and my buddies do it. What we do is we play cock mouth. And what you do is, when your buddy passes out, you can only do this when he passes out or it's not fair, but he passes out, and you quickly dip your cock in his mouth real quick, and you go, cock mouth, and then you got him. And that's like in his sleep somehow, he bites your dick, and then he got you, and he got you. And then you gotta have like two male witnesses, and they have to be done making out by the time you take your dick out of his mouth, or you got everybody. It's a lot of fun. It's not gay at all.
I don't know.
Is that better?
Great.
Alright. The whole CD's ruined. Everybody go home.
It won't be in the recording.
I'll put some Eddie Murphy there where I fuck up.